USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A record number of states, cities, and counties are boosting their minimum wage in 2020. On or around January 1st, the minimum wage will increase in 21 states, while another 26 cities and counties are also boosting their baseline pay at the start of the new year. Later in the year, four additional states and 23 cities and counties will hike their minimum wages, according to the National Employment Law Project. The record number of pay hikes will benefit about 6.8 million workers, and the pay gains could range to as high as $1,700 for full-time, year-round workers. Record low unemployment across most of the country has also played a role, forcing employers to bid up wages to attract qualified employees. Late last year, Amazon raised its base pay for workers at warehouse operations around the country to $15. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
A 17-year sentence for a New York City man who sought to aid the Islamic State group by trying to kill an FBI agent is shockingly low, according to a federal appeals court, and it ordered a judge to re-sentence him. The second U.S. District Court of Appeals in Manhattan ordered a new outcome in Brooklyn Federal Court for Fareed Mamouni, saying sentencing guidelines that recommended an 85-year prison term for him reflect the judgment by Congress that terrorism is different than any other crime. One of the three judges on the appeal panel said it would be fine if Mamouni received the same sentence again if the judge would better explain the reasoning behind it. One of the largest school districts in the United States has announced it will allow students one excused absence per school year to participate in civic activities such as protests. Fairfax County Public Schools in Virginia plans to start allowing the absences January 22nd. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Pennsylvania's Roman Catholic Diocese have paid nearly $84 million to 564 victims of sexual abuse, a tally that's sure to grow substantially in the new year as compensation administrators work through a backlog of claims. Seven of the state's eight dioceses launched victim compensation funds in the wake of a landmark jury report on sexual abuse by Catholic clergy. The funds are open to claims for a limited time and are independently administered. To date, the average payout across all seven dioceses has exceeded $148,000. Under state law, victims of past abuse only have until age 30 to sue. A young Florida wife was arrested for allegedly bilking hundreds of thousands of dollars from her newlywed elderly husband. Lynn Helena Halfen, age 26, has been charged with two counts of money laundering, fraud, and exploitation of an elderly person in connection with her cashing checks from the account of her 77-year-old husband, Richard Rappaport. Halfen first raised suspicions when she walked into a check cashing store in Tampa and tried to cash a $1 million check. The store's employees refused to cash the check, as well as three others Halfen brought in later in the day. Thanks for listening during the holiday season. And remember, if you ever miss a newscast, you can always tune in at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.